Well, it is the season. More and more and more, we see them driving up to the door and dropping off a package or three or eight. On the KSRO live line with us is Augustine Ruiz, corporate communications with UPS. Augustine, good morning.
Well, let me correct you. That's USPS.
I'm missing a letter here. My apologies.
You are, and I don't want to give them a plug if I...
No, absolutely not. I take it back. USPS, the United States Postal Service, of course. And this is it. This is the time when it gets nutty for you, and people need to be on the lookout about what's happening on or near the porch. So what's it looking like for the USPS right now at this stage of the game?
Well, we're anticipating a big push this year. As in Christmases past, we've done 242 years of these, so we've got it pretty down pat.
That's a lot of Christmases. Yeah.
And that's why we're seeing a spike in package delivery in particular. Just to give you an idea, from Thanksgiving to New Year's, we're going to be handling about 15 billion pieces of mail. That's with a B.
In the U.S.?
Yes, nationally.
Wow.
And of that, 850 million will be packages alone. That's a 10% increase, because last year we handled 750 million. So we're handling about 100 million more.
Well, that's good news for the post office, right?
Absolutely. And there's a reason for that, because the couriers, or the shippers, I should say, and the retailers and the people who buy need a trusted courier to deliver their mail, and we've been doing it for so long that we're it. In fact, we're doing so well that we actually own 47% of the e-commerce delivery market.
Now, a lot of people might not know that. In fact, I didn't know that until just now, because all of us see the other guys, and their trucks showing up at or near our driveway, and we think about the amazing volume of online shopping that we do every year, year round, but especially at this year. But obviously, you're getting a pretty good piece of that pie.
We're getting a big chunk of that pie. In fact, we have the major portion of that pie. The rest of that is divided among the other two competitive couriers. So it really does come down to flexing our network, I should say. And what that really means is that we're flexing our processing and delivery muscle through our sophisticated package sorting systems. We have things like automated package processing systems and small parcel sorting systems. And they're ideally designed to handle that kind of product that we're seeing today, the parcel that weighs between 5 and 20 pounds, and that's why we have that automation in place. And that advanced mail processing technology is so sophisticated that even Santa Claus is using it.
Well, if you've got an in with the man in red, I guess you are doing okay. A lot of us wonder about, those smaller packages, and it makes sense to have to be able to automate that to some degree. But what about all the weird stuff? I ordered a gazebo not long ago to replace one that had been destroyed. And I think to myself, I can't believe there must be serious profanity going on for the guys and gals who have to carry such things to the porch.
Well, it all depends on how big that gazebo is, because we do have length and girth requirements. It cannot exceed 70 pounds. So I would think that a gazebo has to be broken down and put into a particular box. So if it weighs more than 70 pounds and it exceeds our girth and our weight dimensions, then of course it'll have to go as freight.
Yeah. No, it wasn't quite that big. But I'm curious, though. I mean, don't you wish, doesn't the post office wish that all of us would order our packages at the same time so that you don't have to make like 27,000 different trips to our driveway over the course of a, 2 month period?
Well, that'll never happen.
Yeah, I know.
Just people out of habit. And that's why we can predict exactly how much mail we're going to see, especially the 2 weeks prior to Christmas. Now, it used to be the busiest day of the year, but now it's the busiest weeks of the year. And the busiest weeks actually start December 11th. That week alone, we're going to handle 200 million packages. And then December 18th, which is projected to be the busiest day, that entire week will handle.
Yes,
the 18th. That's when everybody usually spends the weekend shopping, and then they come home, they clear out their kitchen table, and they use it as a processing center to start wrapping things.
Oh, that's
true. And then that Monday, they come down and queue up at the post office.
Yes, they do indeed. And I know there's a date every year where the post office comes back and says, if you have your package in by such and such a date, it will be delivered before Christmas. What's that date this year?
Well, if you're using first-class mail, you have till December 19th. After that, priority mail through December 20. And then, of course, if you're going to wait until December 22, priority mail express is the way to go, because we will be delivering on a holiday, just like Santa Claus.
On Christmas Day, too, huh?
That is correct.
So apparently, the folks that have been saying for years now that the Postal Service will never survive are wrong.
Well, absolutely. Just like that commercial you just had on that Christmas tree latte.
Yeah.
We won't be going away on Monday. We're going to be around for a while.
Yeah, that is very true. The United States Post Office, we're talking about, I don't even know, how much does a stamp cost these days?
49 cents.
49 cents.
Soon to be one penny more.
One penny more. So you got to get those forever stamps, huh?
That is true. And they do last forever.
Any tricks of the trade we ought to know before we bring our packages to the post office to be delivered?
Well, absolutely. You want to make sure that you have them wrapped correctly, and I can give you a few tips if you'd like. Select a durable box to protect the contents. Do not reuse a mailing box or a shoe box, which are flimsy. You should properly address the package both to and from.
Yeah.
And print the address very, very clearly. And we advise sometimes it will get jostled a bit, and so it might be advisable to take that address and put it inside the package as well. And, of course, never guess at the zip code, because no zip is better than the wrong zip. So there's a big difference between 95401 and 95501, and your package could end up somewhere in Eureka.
Yeah, we don't. Well, not unless you're intending it to go to Eureka. Yeah, you don't want that to happen. Okay, and you will be, and the USPS will be delivering through Christmas Day, obviously, and beyond.
And beyond.
Okay, so nobody gets Christmas off, I guess, this year. I would imagine, though, a lot of postal workers are making pretty good overtime between now and then.
Well, they'll be probably working some extended hours, that's true, but we always compensate our employees.
That's a good thing to hear, especially from the government. Augustine, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate that and wish you and yours a whole lot of luck and a whole lot of a leave over the course of the next few weeks.
Well, thank you very much, and we wish you a very happy holiday as well.
Thank you. That is Augustine Ruiz. He is with Corporate Communications for the United States Post Office. And, yeah, oh, by the way, make sure that you get those packages in as soon as you can once they're delivered to your door, because a lot of people worried about those porch thieves. One woman in the South Bay apparently had enough, so she got a package. She labeled it, she addressed it, she filled it full of her baby's used diapers, taped it up, and put it on the porch. And yes, it was stolen.